Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jacob Bromwitz, and today we will be learning the last Mishnah in all of Tractate of Avodah Zarah. We are in Perek Hey, the final chapter, and we are in Mishnah Yud Beis, the 12th and final Mishnah. So Mishnah Yud Beis tells us, Halokeach klei tashmish min hagoy. If someone purchases utensils from a non-Jew, es shedarko lahatbil yatbil. If it's something whose nature is to immerse in a mikveh, then immerse it in a mikveh. Lahagil, yagil. If it's something that is used with boiling water, boil it. Lalabim ba'ur, yalabim ba'ur. If it's something that's used in fire, then purge it, make it kosher by sticking it in fire. Hashvud, v'ha'askala. A spit, like you would roast on, and a grill, like you would put on a fire. Malabnan ba'ur. These things are purged in fire. Hasakin, a knife. Shafa vihi tahara. You should polish it, and then it is fit for use. And we'll see what it means to polish it. It doesn't mean get out the metal polish. Let's look in the Barton Uro. Kli tashmish, a utensil. Shel suda. We're talking about eating utensils. You don't have to kasher a rake or a hoe if you buy one from a non-Jew. We're talking about something that's eaten with. Vedafka kli matekes, and we're talking specifically about a metal utensil, o kli cheres hamatsufim ba'avar, or we're talking about a clay utensil that's coated with lead, v'kli zakukis kli matekes dami, and a glass utensil is considered like a metal utensil. So, first thing is, the Tosfos Yontif tells us, va'afilu chadashim, we're talking even new ones. If you buy unused utensils, they still have to be toiveled, they still have to be immersed in a mikveh, even if they were never used. And as far as metal, he tells us, quoting the Gemara, hoyo v'ki nishbru yesh lehem tekana kikli matekes damu. Since glass utensils can be repaired, I guess they can be heated up and remolded together. I'm not sure how one does that, but since they can be repaired, that's why they're comparable to the metal utensils. Es shedarko lahatbil, something whose nature is just to immerse in a mikveh. Klomar, this means to say, kli haroy litahir b'tvila ve'eno tzarech tikun acher. So here we're talking about something that is rendered fit for use just through immersion and doesn't need anything to kasher it. Kigon shetashmisho ayidei tzonen, like something that's only used with cold items, an ice cream scoop. If you buy an ice cream scoop from a non-Jew, you would not have to heat it in a pot of boiling water. That would be something that's only used with cold. Yatbil, immerse it. The mikveh hakasher l'tfilas isha, in a mikveh that's fit for a woman to use after her nida period. V'tfilas matiro, and this immersion permits that utensil for use. Lahagil, something that's used with boiling water. Kagon yoros ukaderos shel matekes shetashmishan ayidei rotachin. So we're talking about things like pots that are used with boiling water. Yagil, berotachin, so it should be immersed in boiling water. Shemachnisin l'toch yora malea mayim rotachin. Umashahin osan besocho ma'at. So you put it in a pot full of boiling water and you leave it there for a little bit. But first you have to clean it inside and out, you have to scrub it, and you have to get all the rust off and everything, so it has to be all cleaned up. And after you put it in the boiling water, you then have to immerse it in a mikveh, and after all that, it's good for use. Lelabain, something that's used in fire. Kelim shimatamshin behen ayidei ha'or biyavesh b'li rotav. This is something that's used in fire dry, not with liquid. So if you would roast over an open fire, then the spit, as we said, is an example of something that would be purged with fire. Kidim mefarsh v'azil, as the Mishnah explains, kigon hashvuda v'ha'askala. So it gives us the example of the spit and the grill. So these things, malavnim ba'or, you have to purge them with fire. Achiyu nitzotzos nizayin mehen, until sparks fly from them. V'arakakach matbilan v'hen mutarin. And after that, you immerse them in a mikveh, and they are permitted for use. And something I don't normally do, but I'd like to do in this particular case, I'd like to skip over to the Gemara. I don't think I've done this before in any of the Masechtas that we've learned. I just want to read the very last piece in Tractate of Avodah Zarah, the Gemara, and it discusses the case of the knife, which we said needs to be polished. So the Mishnah says, Hasakin shafa vihi tahara. The knife must be polished and then it's good for use. Amar Rav Ukba Bar Chama. Rav Ukba Bar Chama said, V'no'atza asara pa'amin bakarka. Has to be stuck into the ground 10 times. And the reason for that is because it's abrasive. They didn't have steel wool. Amar Rav Huna Barei de Rav Yeshua, and Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yeshua, said, Ubakarka she'enu avuda. It has to be ground that's untilled. So it has to be firm ground, not ground that's been plowed up. Amar Rav Kahana, and Rav Kahana said, Ubasakin yafa she'en bo gumos. And Rav Kahana said it has to be a knife that's in good condition to use this method. It can't be pitted. It can't have scrapes and scratches in it, little nicks in it. Tani nami hachi. And a brisa also taught us this. Sakin yafa she'ein bo gumos, no'atza asara pamim bakarka. It tells us that a knife in good condition that doesn't have any nicks is jabbed into the ground 10 times. Amar Rav Huna Barei de Rav Yeshua. So Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yeshua, said, L'choba tzonen. This is only when the knife is used to eat something cold. Ki ha demar Yehuda ubati bartoi. Like the incident that happened with Mar Yehuda and a man named Bati, the son of Tobi. Havu yesve kame de Shabor Malka. They were sitting in front of King Shabor. Isi le kamaihu esroga. They brought an esrog in front of them. Pasak achal, and the king cut off a piece and ate it. Pasak vahavle lebati bar Tobi, and then he cut off a piece and he gave it to Bati, the son of Tobi. Hadar datsa asara zimane ba'ara pasak havle lemar Yehuda. And then he took the knife and he stuck it in the ground 10 times and he cut off a piece and he gave it to Mar Yehuda. So he kashered the knife before serving Mar Yehuda. So when Bati Bar Tobi saw this, Amar le Bati Bar Tobi, Bati Bar Tobi said, Vahahu Gavra Lav Bar Yisraelhu, and that person, referring to himself, isn't also Jewish? So we saw you kasher the knife for Mar Yehuda, you don't kasher the knife for me? Amar le, and King Shabor answered him, Mar kimle begave, umar lo kimle begave. He said, I know that he's an observant Jew. I don't know that about you. Ikada amre, others say that what the king answered. Amar le, idkar my avdat beurta. Remember what you did last night. So some say that he actually knew for a fact, based on what he did the night before, that he wasn't an observant Jew, and that's why he didn't bother to kasher the knife before cutting him a piece of esrog. All right, that is the end of Maseches Avodah Zarah. I thank you for joining us, and if you'll stay tuned, we have something very special for you, Rabbi Yosef Grossman, who will be teaching Tractate Avos. Enjoy.
Today's shiur is Maseches Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Let us begin with a short Hagdama. There is a minig to say Pirkei Avos on the Shabbosos between Pesach until Rosh Hashanah, and some have a minig, and this minig is universal, amongst all segments of Yahadus, to say Pirkei Avos at least from Pesach until Shavuos. There are 6 Shabbosos between Pesach and Shavuos, and by saying Pirkei Avos, one fulfills Derech Eretz Kotmo LaTorah, that Derech Eretz Midos Tovos, which is what Pirkei Avos is all about, that precedes the giving of the Torah on Shavuos. There were only 5 parakim in what Rebbe, the redactor of the Mishnah, made for Pirkei Avos, and therefore, on the 6th Shabbos before Shavuos, a perik of brisos, not of Mishnayos, but brisos that have to do with Limud HaTorah, this perik is called Perikinyan Torah, was inserted in Pirkei Avos, and it has become part and parcel of Masech Avos, and we will, B'siyata Dishmaya, be learning that perik as well as part of our limit of Pirkei Avos. That perik in Torah is recited the Shabbos before Shavuos. Before Pirkei Avos is said, the custom is to begin with a Mishnah which is brought at the end of Masech Sanhedrin, Kol Yisrael Yesh Lohem Chelik Lo'ilam Abo. Without going into the details of that Mishnah, we would just like to mention that the reason that we say that Mishnah as a Hakdama to learning Pirkei Avos is that a person should not get Meyuyish. A person will learn Pirkei Avos, and he will see all the Musar and the Midas, the Chassidus, that is contained within Pirkei Avos, and he may say, this is not for me, it's too difficult, I won't be able to reach Olam Haba, I won't be able to do all this, so therefore the minig is, we first say, Kol Yisrael Yeshlem Chelik Olam Haba. Even if you won't be able to fulfill everything in Pirkei Avos, you have a chelik in Olam Haba. Don't get discouraged. However, as much as Pirkei Avos that you can fulfill in your life, you will improve your chelik in Olam Haba. But don't get discouraged, and that's why we start with Kol Yisrael Yeshem Chelik L'Olam Haba. Now, what's unique about Pirkei Avos is that it has no halachas, no dinim in it, just, as we mentioned, Musar, Derech Eretz, and Midos Tovos. The Rav Mibar Tanura begins his explanation of Pirkei Avos by saying, and we'll learn it together inside, Oimer Ani, Lefi, Shemesech, Tezu, Einam Yusetis, Hapi, Mitzvah, Mimitzvahs. I, the Rav, say that since Pirkei Avos is not based on any specific mitzvah in the Torah, Al pi mitzvah mi mitzvah satar kishar mesechtes sheva mishnah, like other mesechtes in mishnayis, ela kula musar mamidis. It all has to do with musar and refinement of character. V'chach mi omisoylem gam kin chibru svarim, k'mar shibarim libam bedarche hamusar, keitzad yisnago adam chaveray. And the Gentiles also, in their own mind, established various books telling us how a person should interact with his fellow friend. Lefikach hischal atana b'msechta zu. That's why the Tana began our mesechta with the following words. Moshe kibal Torah miSinai. Loimer lach to teach you. Shehamidos v'musarim shebezu ha-mesechta loibodoi tzomchach me-mishnah melibom. That the Mishnayis of Pirkei Avos is not something that was fabricated by the Tanoim. Ela af elu nemru b'sinai. Just like the halachas, the dinim of the Torah, were given over to Moshe b'sinai, so too all the musar and midi de chassidus that are contained within Pirkei Avos was also given l'Moshe b'sinai. Now, why is it called Avos? So one reason is based on the Mishnah in Idias Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalet, where we find that Shammai Vehillel are referred to as Avos Ha'olam, and therefore the idea is that the Tanoim who wrote the Mishnayos and Pirkei Avos are the Avos Ha'olam. They are the fathers of the world. They are our role models. They are the ones who we look up to and seek guidance from these fathers of the world. And a second reason is the Gemara tells us above a kama daf lamed amud aleph, haiman de boil mehevi chasido lekayim el yavis, someone who wants to be a pious person to do things lefnim yishur sadin, he should fulfill that which is stated in Pirkei Avos. So the idea is that what you find in Pirkei Avos, they are the avos, they are the fathers of all musar concepts, which later, Rishonim and Achronim have presented to us. They all are derivatives of the fathers of that which was written in these Mishnayos that we're going to learn in Pirkei Avos. Begins the Mishnah. Moshe kibel Torah miSinai. Moshe received the Torah from Sinai, and the Rav and the Bar Tanura explains, Mimisha nigla miSinai, from Hashem, who revealed himself on Har Sinai. Others say, a pshat, that why was Moshe Zocha to be the Makabala Torah? Because we know that Moshe was Anav Mikol Adam. He was the greatest Anav that ever lived. And therefore he had something in common with the mountain upon which the Torah was given, because we know that Har Carmel wanted to have the Torah given on it. And Hashem chose the humblest mountain, the smallest mountain of Har Sinai, that did not think that it was worthy to have the Torah given on it, and it was precisely that mountain on which Hashem gave the Torah. So too, Moshe. Why was Moshe the one who was zocha to receive the Torah from Hashem and give it over to Klal Yisrael? Moshe kibbutz Torah miSinai, from the fact that in his own persona, he represented the concept of Sinai, which is the Anivus of Sinai, Moshe Anav Mikol Adam. So Moshe received the Torah Mishnah Mitzrayim. Yeshua gave it over to his Talmud Muvik Yeshua. The Yeshua Lizkanim. Yeshua gave it over to the Zakanim. The Zakanim refers to the Shoiftim. They're included in the Zakanim. That's from Asniel ben Knaz, the first of the Shoftim, until Eli HaKoyen, the last of the Shoftim. And then the Zakenim gave it over to the Nevi'im. The Nevi'im refers to Shmuel, the first, and until Chagai Zechariah Malachi, the last of the Nevi'im. Unevi'im, Mesaru Lanshik Nesek Dela, they gave it over to the men of the Great Assembly. And this refers to the gathering that we find in the Chemia Perichas and Tess and Yud, where Ezra HaSofer, when he came up from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, he, in Yerushalayim, on Rosh Hashanah, it tells us over there, he gathered together 120 of the great Gedolim and Tzaddikim of Klal Yisrael, and they made certain takonos to be mechazek the faith, because many Jews had strayed in Golus Bavel, and included amongst those great Gedolim were Chagai Zechariah Malachi, Daniel, Hananiah Mishael Vazariah, Nehemiah ben Chakalia, Mordechai Zerubbabel, and many other great Chachamim. The Anshei Knesset Gedolah lasted for approximately 200 years until Shimon HaTzadik, who we are going to learn about in the next Mishnah, he was at the end of the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. Says the Mishnah that after the Nevi'im gave over the Torah generation after generation until they came to the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, Haim Amru Shlosha Dvarim, they said three things. The first one is Hevim Mesunim Bedin, be slow in judgment. And the Rambam in his Hagdama to his Pirush HaMishnah tells us that what we find in Pirkei Avos applies to every person, but it applies specifically to judges, and therefore there are many things that are written in Pirkei Avos that have to do with judges, such as what we just learned, Hevim Mesunim Bedin. When a Din Torah comes to you, be slow in reaching a verdict. Don't say to yourself, I've seen this case thousands of times, I know what the verdict is. Judge each case on its own merit and go into the specifics of each case and be slow until you come to a final psak on a given situation. And the Rambam says, Ein adam tzarech lezeh adover kamo yad dayanim. There's no one who needs mussar of Pirkei Avos more than judges. She'amei oretz kishula yu bali musar ena hezek l'chol ha'amoin. When Amaratzim are not bali musar, they affect themselves, but they don't have such an effect on the people around them, on the masses. El l'bal of bilvad, to the person himself. Aval ha'shayfeh, the judge, kishula yi bali musar v'tzanua, if he won't have fine, refined character traits, Yazik la'atzmei v'yazik l'bnei adam. He will harm himself and he will harm many others as well. Fikach, ho'yetchilas dvorv b'sechta avos b'musar adayonim, k'mo sh'amar, hevim mesunim badin. That's why the first musar that we find in Pirkei Avos is hevim mesunim badin. However, the Meforshim say that this also refers to a person who's not a judge. There are situations in life where people make snap judgments, and the Tanna is telling us that before you come to a maskana on a given situation, whether it's a person's character or whether it is a certain situation, what happened, be slow until you come to your final conclusion. And second, the second item that the Anshei Knesset Gedolah told us was V'amidu talmidim harbe. You should have many talmidim. And the Avos Rav Nosson tells us, Loikaram gamliel sh'amar kol talmid she'ein toichen gabari al yukonis l'beis mash. We find the Gemara and Brachas, Dav Chof Ches Amid Aleph, that Rav Gamliel was very stringent about who he would accept into the Beis Medrash. And after he was removed from being the Nasi in the Gemara there, when Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah took over, it says that there were many new chairs in the Beis HaMedrash. 400 chairs were added in the Beis HaMedrash because Rav Gamliel insisted that a Talmud, his inner had to be equal to his outer. Toichei kabari. And if you weren't inside out excellent, don't enter the Beis HaMedrash. So our Tana does not agree with Rav Gamliel. V'leike Beis Shamesh Ar Yoyim Ha Yishana Adam Alamishu Chacham V'Anav U'Ben Avois. And Beis Shammai had all kinds of requirements also until one would accept a Talmud. You had to be a Chacham and an Anav. You had to have Yichus. Ella kebeis Hillel Shamru. L'chol Adam Yishana. You have to teach everyone. No child should be left behind. Shahar be poishmoy b'Yisrael v'niskar v'letam b'tar v'yotzimem tzadikim chasidim u'ksherim. There were many sinners amongst the Jewish people who began learning Torah, and they did tshuva, and they became the greatest tzaddikim and pious people. So that, therefore, hamidu tamidim harbe. Another pshat that the Mefarshim explain is based on Kehelis Yud Aleph, which says, "Baboyker zer zaracha ula erev al tonach yadecha." That a person shemhamid tamidim bebachurusai yamid tamidim bezeknusai. That if a person had tamidim when he was young, he should try to have Talmidim also when he gets older. And finally, the Mishnah concludes with Su Siyog Latira. We, on the passing of Ayikra, Perik Yud Ches, Pasuk Lamed, which says, Ushmartam es Mishmarti, you should guard my guarding. Chazal explained this to mean Asu Mishmeres Mishmarti. Make a protection for my halachas, for my dinim. The Torah is telling the Beis Din that they should do takanos and gzeros so that a person should not come to be over on a din Torah. The Rabbonim are instructed to make a fence around the Torah. They should prohibit one item in order to safeguard that the inside the fence, the Torah, the main thing, that we don't want a person to be over on, should be guarded. How? By making a fence, by prohibiting something else, so that the person will not come to be over on the Din Torah itself. Tomorrow, B'siyata Rishma, we will continue with Shimon HaTzadik in Pirkei Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis.